Over America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Dim.
And I am Zaylith.
And you've just tuned into yet another War Pod Mini. Tonight on the show, we have the incomparable Zaylith, current, former, or how would I say your Omega Knot status? Once you're in, right?
Not really. I am a former and also, again, current Omega Knot.
Oh,
yes.
So perennial Omega Knot.
Yes.
Somebody's figured out how to rig the system.
I actually asked Robert Koo if he had my phone number programmed into his phone, and he was like, I swear, it's anonymous. I'm like, dude, no, it's not. You've got me on speed dial.
So I actually don't know much about Omega Knot or PAX or anything like that. So for the kiddies at home, tell us a little bit about what it means to be an Omega Knot and what it is.
It's a little terrifying. Basically, the whole PAX convention, it's a gaming convention. They host it 4 times throughout the year. More recently, they actually brought it to PAX South. They're actually doing that again in January. So anybody that's not familiar with PAX but likes gaming conventions, I would highly recommend getting in on that. It was really fun this year. When they do PAX, it's a gaming convention. There's, you know, the expo hall, there's panels, there's everything under the sun there, everything for everyone. But they do something a little special. It's called the Omegathon. And basically, this is like nerd lottery. It doesn't exist to anybody in the normal realms. You check the box, you assume that you'll never get a phone call, and you move on with life and you attend PAX and you have a great time. Unfortunately, I've been now chosen for my 3rd time randomly. So what you do is you are 20 people are chosen for each PAX. There's over 70,000 people that attend the convention through the weekend.
And these 20 will fight to the death.
Yes, they, you know, we literally just punch each other the whole time. No, I'm kidding. But basically, I don't know the games for Prime, but there's like 5 different rounds depending on which convention that you're at. And you go in and you basically play the game that they've decided to put your fate and life into. And from there, they, I don't know, you win and then you move on. And if you actually win the thing, you get a really sweet prize, which is either like $3,000 cash, or like a trip to Japan for this one.
That seems a little, you're either going to get a house made of solid gold or a ball and cup game.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's a game. It's literally any game, too.
And it's singular. There's no rounds. Is that correct?
Well, it's like a process by elimination. So you go in with 20, and then in the first round, they will eliminate 10. And each convention does it a little bit differently. For Prime, it's more like eliminate as you go. So they always eliminate each round.
Eliminate as you go. Delicious.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Put you into like your own world of shame. And humiliation. You're like, I swear I know how to play Mario Kart, and it's just the rules.
Yeah, we
but like they throw you into like Double Dash or something like that.
They did. I actually had to play Mario Kart Double Dash, and my partner had never played before, so we did awful.
So yeah, and we know a little bit about this because
I know nothing.
Well, what we do know, we know from another Omega Knot or former Omega Knot, and that was our fellow Warlock Edge of Blade. Or
yes.
As Jason, some people know him as that name. Anyway, yeah. So I always like to give, I like poke fun at him a little bit because he reminds me of like that former high school football player who's like, oh, I could have gone to state. Like he loves telling the story where he lost at Kerplunk, and that's the one that's the game that eliminated him.
You think I could throw a Pokeball over them mountains?
Yeah.
But I'm curious. So you said, you know, the different conventions do this, the different PAX conventions do this. Have you always gone to the PAX Prime as a Mega Knot?
Well, so you never know if you're going to be in a Mega Knot. You actually have to buy the tickets.
Right.
And when I've gone to 4 PAX now, all of them have been Prime except for my 3rd one, which was South this year because they actually brought it to San Antonio.
Right.
But yeah, like basically that's where I've gone. I've gone to Prime. They have it in Boston. They have one out in Australia, which would be awesome to attend either of those. It's just, you know, Seattle, Seattle's lovely. Right. Their food's amazing. Their beer is amazing.
So were all 3 years at Prime, or did you actually do one in PAX South too?
South. Okay. The first time I got chosen was at Prime in 2013, and then I got randomly selected for South just this past year in January. And I was like, surely I will never be chosen again for this. And I entered myself. I questioned my mental capacity of being able to manage this again. It's literally just been, well, I'm sorry. It's been anxiety and diarrhea for like the past month since I've known. just a perpetual like move forward, diarrhea, chill out, and then, you know, continue. And now
that
I'm going
like
back.
That sounds like a good weight loss plan. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's wonderful. It's
I'm really curious, what were the three games that eliminated you?
So when I, well, unfortunately at PAX Prime, my first time being a Meganaut, I actually got eliminated by Zombie Dice, which was the first round.
Which is a bunch of BS,
it is.
Like,
Yahtzee. It's so chance. And Zombie Dice is, it's a fun game, and it's fun to, you know, totally just rub people's noses in the fact that you have more brains than them. But, you know, when you're up there and you've got, like, I don't know, 300 so people in a room watching you roll dice, you make bad dice decisions, I guess. And I got eliminated in the first round. So that was really disappointing. And then I just kind of, you know, did the rest of the convention and swear I did not end up in an abyss of depression. But then I got
Are you hiding in cosplay?
I wish.
I'm not going to be Zayla today. Too many memories.
Yeah. I was like, nobody knows my face, I swear. And then at South, I actually, what they did was time-based competition. So you got to participate in the different games in up to two rounds. So, and then it was like whoever's joint time you would win to go on or whatever. So I actually was number 11, and they cut the first 10 in the essentially the first cut. And I was number 11, and I went out because I totally messed up Portal. I lost my box, and I didn't need it.
Now, you said that each convention does it a little differently. Would you say that PAX South is more rootin' tootin' than other PAX?
It is in San Antonio. I would say, I mean, I guess the convention itself or the actual competition?
Yes.
The convention is...
You don't really have to answer that.
I'm picturing wide handlebar mustaches, open carry blaster rifles.
You know, I was surprised about the amount of people I did not see in cowboy boots and cowboy hats. I thought that, like, you know, all of the South was really going to represent and really, you know, bring in their true Texas. But, no, it was pretty much just the standard nerd party there.
As a native Texan, I can tell you, I'm surprised that that did not happen in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
That's like the old, like that's still like the old West.
San Antonio is not the old West.
Yes, it is.
I saw,
no joke, the last time I was there, I was offered a sarsaparilla and a dowry.
All right. Well,
there is no way to turn the light.
You're doing this in the dark then.
Yeah, I found it. I found it. Okay. I'm sorry, where were we?
It's like one candle.
Yeah.
Well, I am in Texas. We don't have electricity down here.
Just the AC. Operating off of magic.
Yeah, Houston is the AC capital of the world, or the country at least.
That's surprising.
Are we talking about... Whoa, you weren't down here long, I guess.
What?
Huh? She said it was surprising that we're the AC capital of the world.
I would just, like, assume, like, maybe, I don't know, El Paso or, like, one of those other
there are places that are hotter, but there's, our population is so much that we demand a lot more ACs installed.
We demand AC.
We do.
Down in El Paso, they just lick each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do, but people don't really appreciate it here in Houston.
Okay, now, there was one thing. I don't know what PAX is an acronym, and I don't know what it means.
It's not an acronym.
It's not an acronym.
No.
Well, it's not just, really an acronym. It just it's Penny Arcade Expo, essentially.
Well, it is an acronym. No, it's actually not. I actually had this clarified. I know I'm answering her question for her, but I had this clarified recently because RTX, the Rooster Teeth convention, is also not an acronym. And when they cite a reference, they talk about PAX because that is also not an acronym. It's just PAX and RTX. It's just the thing.
Right. Yeah, it's like they got the P and the A from Penny Arcade, but the X, who knows?
It's just fun to say.
It means peace in Latin. Some may remember the Pax Romana. Hmm.
All right. I guess. So, you also are starting a Twitch streaming, or have started a streaming gaming thing, right?
Yes, I decided that, you know, with the power of the gaming community, it would be really fun to get on Twitch. And I actually did my 1 month anniversary stream yesterday. It was okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. I play a lot of Blizzard games like Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm and Diablo 3. So it's really hard to kind of meet people in those gaming. Like, it's not the same as like playing like CSGO or other things. You don't really get to meet a lot of people in the community when you play. So I was like, why not just stream it? And then people could talk to me. So it's been fun and it's great.
You getting a lot of response from people?
It's slow. I don't have a lot of time throughout the week to do it. I try to always stream on Thursdays and then I try to do one or two throughout the week. But the people that I have met are really awesome. I'm still working on my follower base, trying to use Twitter to help people know when I'm going live. I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of different stuff, but it's fun. It's great.
Yeah, we can relate. I mean, absolutely. It's hard to get started like that and get that base going. But once it goes, it'll pick up speed and a few months from now or a year from now, you'll be wondering how the hell you got this many people to watch you play video games.
I'm already wondering that. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's only like 10 to 15 people on a daily stream. And I'm like, who are you people and why are you here?
Now, tell me this. Tell me this. A lot of Twitchers play their games based upon popularity and like longevity of the game and stuff like that. You want it to be able to last. What game would you want to play on Twitch that you feel like you can't?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know because there's just so many. And I think there like just might be like offline games that I like that I'm just like, can you stream an offline game?
like a board game?
Yeah, like a board game. I'll put that on YouTube.
How many jokes have you got about crossing the streams thus far?
I don't think I've been involved in any jokes about crossing the streams.
Never once. That was the first thing I thought. Like, would you ever consider crossing the streams?
Oh, Jesus, Zach.
Nope.
No, you wouldn't play. Okay. How about a Let's Watch where we watch you watching a stream on your stream?
I love this.
I think that would be awesome. I feel like that's something that I would love to do because I literally would just commentate like all over the other person's stream and then like it would just be a perpetual, be like one of those mirror tricks, like, you know, like when you go to a fun house and it's just a mirror upon a mirror and you just keep like talking and go into like the soul of another person.
Oh, I was thinking weird. I was thinking one of those things where like you look at your viewers in the camera and you're like, was this your card? And then the stream you're watching shows like an eight of clubs.
I don't do magic tricks on my stream.
Have you tried?
I should start. It's a brilliant idea. I'm like, oh, hey, new follower, was this your card? And they're like, oh my god, unfollow and leave.
No, there's an untapped market here. We need to explore this further.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, are there any games that you are planning on playing on your stream that you aren't currently?
I do. Well, the thing is that with Gamescom and like some of the other more recent like gaming conventions, there's just so much good shit coming out. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm supposed to cuss.
No, you can cuss all you want.
Give me that freedom.
We're gonna have to dump this episode, but you can cuss all you want.
There's so much new stuff coming out. So the problem is, like, Hearthstone's coming out with, like, the whole new, like, game pack expansion and new, like, game mechanics. So that's going to be amazing. They're adding more heroes to Heroes of the Storm. I don't know what's going on with Diablo 3. StarCraft 2, obviously, that's getting more stuff. Whenever, I guess, Battleborn comes out, I'm definitely going to try to stream that. I mean, I could just literally just, like, keep talking about the games that I just, like, have digital iHearts for.
Well, you could stream that, talking about the games that you have iHearts for.
Just, like, 1 hour. Just be like, hey, I'm going to... And this is going to be so amazing, and this is going to be so cool.
Nothing necessarily wrong with it, but do you play anything that's not a Blizzard game?
I do. The problem, actually, was that I was gaming on a Mac. And I was trying to figure out how Stream worked on a Mac, but I'm just now getting back into some of my Steam games. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is, a long time ago, I used to play, like, Counter-Strike very competitively.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Angrily competitively.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a little envious of you, because that's a game I could never get good at.
Oh, well, you know, there's people like you, and then there was people like me, and I needed people like you.
Yes. I am no stranger to this feeling of defeat, because me and my brother grew up, and he was always better at first-person shooters than me, so computer and console, so I'm very familiar.
Well, yeah. Were you playing with a gamepad anyway, Johnny?
When I played Counter-Strike?
Yeah.
No, I always played Counter-Strike on a mouse and keyboard.
Okay, because that would have been your first problem.
But yeah, no. Counter-Strike is something that I hope to play. It's very popular on Twitch right now, so some of my reservation is, like, I don't necessarily want to just go for popular mainstream. I also want to, like, play the games that don't get as much recognition, just because I can talk about them and be a part of that. But I did learn in Counter-Strike Go, you don't have to buy ammo anymore. And that blew my mind and made me feel really old.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I was refraining from saying it, just that way I wasn't going to date myself. But
Johnny, you always date yourself.
that game is impressive in its longevity. It's ridiculous how long that game, how different incarnations, and it hasn't hardly changed that much either.
No, like, it was very, interesting, like, getting back into the gaming community, because I left it, like, doing a life adventure, and when I got back, I was like, what happened to Cal League? Like, what happened to, like, you know, these other leagues that I used to play in? Like, they're all gone, and, like, apparently there's Wikipedia articles about them, and I'm just like, and why are people still playing this game?
Yes, very
How
much.
Did your life adventure compare to Sonic Adventure? That's my question.
It wasn't nearly as fun, because I didn't get to just collect gold rings the whole time.
Ah.
Yeah. There was no power up.
But one thing that we're going to talk about, because we said we weren't going to keep it too terribly long, is how to find your stuff on Twitch.
Oh, that's easy. It's twitch.tv/Zeylith, which is Zeylith.
And of course, if you're viewing this on one of our websites, you will find a link below. Sorry,
get that link.
Get that link, though.
Get that link, though. You're gonna want it.
any big events that you want to remind the folks at home about, stuff like that?
Just PAX will be at the end of this month, so hopefully everybody will wish me luck and I will make it, you know, all the way this time.
Well, don't worry about it. If you don't make it, you get picked again.
Yeah.
Please stop saying that. Everybody, please stop saying that.
I mean, there's probably a loyalty program, so you get a buy-in or something, right?
I don't know. Like when I Robert Koo called me, and I literally picked up. He's like, "Hey, this is Robert Koo from Penny Arcade," and I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And he's like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll be in the Megathon." And he was just like, "He's like, oh my god, you've been in it before." I was like, "This is my third time." And he's like, "Have you ever enjoyed a PAX?" And I'm like, "Just the once."
That's fucking hilarious.
I love how you essentially won the nerd lottery. You're like, fine. I'll just,
after, like, the third time, like, I'm like, if I don't, like, move on a certain point, if I literally do get ever called again, they might have to put me into, like, a psych ward. It is so mentally taxing and so, like, stressful, and you have no idea. It's like, I don't know what the games are still, and normally the schedule's out by now, but I don't know what the games are. And even when you do know, it just makes it worse, because then it's like, you don't know if they're going to like pair you up with somebody or make you do it with like both hands tied behind your back. Like, you just don't know.
So, you don't know if they're going to bring in like Ricky Lake style people from your past.
It's true.
Right. Like, here's
your real dad.
You're like taking the crash course of doing stuff in front of people. Are you getting any more comfortable with it?
No. It's terrifying. All those eyes, all those sticky nerd eyes just watching you fail. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that like my hands don't sweat, and like I could just have like cleaned a small child with my like sweaty after controller hands.
I know exactly what you mean. If I
That's
was putting
not how you bath. Clean children, yeah. guys.
No, yeah.
If I Who wants a bath?
If I was put in your position, I sweat a lot when I'm in situations like that. I would literally have to shower in between each event. Like,
oh,
that
and
is...
you get one t-shirt, so you're just like profusely sweating in the pits of your t-shirt, and then like you're just hoping that your odor is going to freak out the other people around you. Like,
oh wow,
I mean, it gets intense.
I bet.
It's not a friendly competition at all. I'm just kidding. Like, everybody stays friends. It's great.
.com.
What?
Well, we started by saying how to find her on Twitch.
And oh.
So we just now finished up how to find her.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But there's no .com.
.org. .xxx.
Twitch.tv/Zalith.
hey, thanks for coming out. And we'll be rooting for you this coming, when exactly, you told me when it was, but I'm horrible with dates.
End of August, last weekend of August.
Very
so
cool.
Whatever those dates are.
Are they going to live stream so like we can watch you and stuff?
They will be live streaming, but I don't typically know what the theaters are going to be. But it is the closing ceremony. So the last two people that make it that far, they'll be in the closing ceremony, and that's always live stream. So, and it's always entertaining.
Well then, we'll see you in the final round.
Fingers crossed. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. You guys are so awesome. Everybody should listen to the Warp Pod all the time.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much.
But before we go, remember you can catch the Warp Pod each and every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and Beyond Pod for Android. Follow us on Twitter at Warlocks Brew. If you would prefer a little visual stimuli, check out Warlocks on YouTube. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, go over to patreon.com/warpod and drop us a couple of bucks so you can have access to exclusive content and support what we do. We love you very much and we wish that we could stay, but I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye. It'd be like so awesome if we came back in and just was playing like a really amazing like song. It was like like danger, danger, high voltage.
I can't believe you just said that. That's my ringtone.